I think the first thing we have to do is to actually look at what that residue is, because this year, maybe above many other years, people were struck by the huge contrast between those who had so much and those who had nothing. And people spoke particularly about emerging from, you know, a store laden down with packages for the family to confront, you know, somebody in the doorway. And the awful kind of guilt and angst and anger sometimes and upset that created in them. So that's been one of the features. And then, of course, the dilemma is, well, what do they do in that instance? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people felt, well, look, I can't make some unilateral decision to deprive my family of Christmas because I've had a pang of conscience. But coming into the new year, it may well have strengthens people's resolve to really address maybe those issues that confronted their social conscience. Because I think this was the Christmas of social conscience, with the number of disasters, the, you know, the known poverty and suffering throughout the world. So coming into the new year, what do we come with? We come with a sense of maybe the new year might be different, so that next Christmas I don't confront those same issues. Maybe that I don't come out laden with quite so many parcels. And I think that that's interesting, because a number of people spoke over the season about the resolve next year to negotiate with families that certainly included, or the bulk of their presents would be the Throkra gifts, you know, would be the, all of those that would be of assistance to others. And I think that that's a significant shift that has occurred this year more than any other year. So that's what we come with. We come with new resolutions.
So we are entitled to celebrate.
Of course we're entitled to celebrate. And I think, I think it's interesting that the importance of celebrating, but also doing so with a social conscience. And from a psychological perspective, we are not happy, and it does not sit well with us if all that we have is in a material world. And we're learning that increasingly as we have become more materialistic. We are beginning now to get the psychological fallout of people feeling a meaninglessness around that, feeling some kind of sense of surfeit, some, you know, feeling that life isn't holding any great meaning, that the next great adventure will be another property, another acquisition, another holiday. And also, I suppose, for the first time as a nation, we have realized that the material things that we aspired to when we achieved them were not enough. And if that's not about going back to a poverty of the past, but it's about learning now how to include some kind of a balance. And I think that is actually what a lot of people are talking about in the New Year resolutions.
Would you think that might start with the family?
Well, I think it does start with the family, because if there's one thing Christmas does, it throws families together, whether they want to be or not. There's that kind of Christmas obligation to be there, to attend. And, you know, for grown families scattered all over either the country or the world, coming back, they come back to the picture postcard ideal Walton-type family. And, of course, there are very few, if any, families that are like that. I don't know. I've never been part of one, didn't create one, don't expect that I know many people who have. So, you know, what that has meant is that a lot of old hurts have been revived, a lot of old sibling rivalries, sadnesses too. People see that their parents are moving on in years, that, you know, this may be one of the last Christmases. Sadness that, the family home may go, this may be the last time people are there where they all grew up. So a lot of issues around Christmas. And then there's the, you know, it's very much the comparison between who has achieved well and who could buy the big gifts and who's driving what cars. A lot of those sort of issues as well. Terrible sadnesses for people who go to the family home who don't have children. And, you know, Christmas time around children. So couples who haven't children can feel terribly, sad and left out. There will always be the families where there's been some loss or bereavement. So there's that empty place. At the table, and it really is the empty place. It's not just a metaphor at Christmas time, because one of the few times that entire families gather around the one table for a particular meal. So, you know, if we look at, and of course, I mean, we know about the deaths of children that have taken place during the year. So, you know, there's all of all of that comes with us. And I think that's what makes January quite a difficult time. And apart from that, there is the fact of, oh, the year ahead. What did I do with the year that's gone? What do I do with the year ahead? You know, another year, another birthday, another set of goals, another set of New Year resolutions that may only last a couple of days because they can be unrealistic. So it's a very big psychological, emotional time, New Year's Eve, which is probably why people overindulge and decide to drink more than is good for them. It's almost like they can't face into the reality of this year, I think.